Tell you the pastime of the fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Lord Vishnu told to Lakshmi the importance of the fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. He said, in a state of Madhra, there was a town named Purukutsapur. Purukutsapur, it's good if you repeat, it's not bad. It's the name is Purukutsapur, is a town. There lived a Brahmana. Listen to this carefully. Shh. There lived a Brahmana called Pingala. And he was brought up in a very Vedic way, like, you know, he learned all the Vedas, he learned all the scriptures, everything. But as he grew up, suddenly there was a change and he stopped studying. He didn't like studying anymore. He didn't want to study. It's like, so he stopped studying. He didn't respect his teachers. He stopped studying. Then after that, what happened? Somehow he got some interest in music. So he learned some musical instruments and he learned music. And so much so, he learned it so well that the king of that place, he got attracted by that Pingala's music. So he appointed him in his court, in his kingdom for singing. And the king liked his music so much that he used to pay him and all. Like, just imagine if you get the association of king directly, so much money you have, isn't it? But this Pingala, he used it in a wrong way. He used all the money and he used to enjoy with the wives of other men. That is very bad. That is called illicit sex. Okay, having a relationship with another man's wives, that's very wrong. So he did all those things, and then he had a wife. So he, on his way, he was like this, doing all nonsense and doing all the unwanted things with others' wives, and that's how he was living. And he had a wife called Aruna, and she was also very lusty. You know what she used to do? She used to also have relationship with many other men. Okay, apart from her husband. So, and not only that, when she came to know, she was already bad, but when she came to know about her husband having relationship with so many wives, one day she killed her husband. Okay, she killed her husband. This story, who is telling to whom?
Vishnu
told to Lakshmi Devi. So, she killed her husband, and because when he died, because he did all this, he led such a sinful life, so he went to hell. And he had lot of punishments, depth of the hell. There are so many types of hell which is described in the fifth canto of Bhagavatam. For every wrong act which we do, for that there is one hell. So there are so many types of hells. It's told in the fifth canto of Bhagavatam. So this Pingala, he went to the depth of those hells because he did so many wrong things. And then after that he got the body of a vulture. He got a body of a vulture. And his wife, after she also expired. After she expired, she also went through so many punishments in the hell. Then after that, she got a body of a female parrot. Now, this vulture and the parrot were there. And this vulture, in this vulture's body, that Pingala, he knew that this is
vulture.
It's a breed of, it's more or less like an eagle, but a different
type.
Not Garuda.
something
like that. Okay. So, listen. So now this parrot, this vulture, he knew that she was my wife and she ill-treated me and she killed me. So he took revenge in this lifetime. He went and with his body and fingers, I mean the nails, he was just, you know, hurting the parrot, female parrot. Parrot is very, compared to vulture. So he fought with the parrot so much, and then he killed the parrot. And there was a human skull, and in that he pushed that parrot's body. Then a hunter came, and the hunter shooted the vulture. The vulture also died, and while dying, he fell on that, the skull of the, there was a human skull, he fell on that. Now, they both went to Yamaraj, both of them, husband, wife, they went to Yamaraj first. And you know what Yamaraj told to them? Yamaraj told, you both are forgiven for all the sins, whatever you did. They said, how? We were so bad, they thought now we will get more punishments. right? Because already we were bad, now more punishments. And Maharaj said, but you were forgiven for everything. They said, how? He said, because there was this Brahmana called Bhat, and he used to recite the 5th chapter of Bhagavad Gita with devotion every day, with lot of devotion. Because he recited every day and he left his body, he went back to Vaikuntha, but that skull was his skull. And because you came in association with the skull of a devotee who was reciting 5th chapter of Bhagavad Gita every day, that is why all of your sins are forgiven. Chapter 5th ki.
Jai. Shrila
Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Okay. So this